Okay, we're back. Beats in Space. And we have John Roberts here, who is going to be doing a little live set for us. And really excited to have John here in the studio, as he's living... You're in Berlin most of the time, right?
I'm in Berlin right now.
And, but you used to live here in New York for a year and a half?
I lived here for a year and a half, about 2.5, 3 years ago.
And then before that, you were in Chicago?
I was in Chicago for about 5 years.
And how are you liking it in Berlin?
It's good. It gets better each month. I still miss New York a lot, but Berlin has a lot of good elements.
Do you speak German?
Nein. Not so much.
But you can get around. It's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm learning slowly. I'm learning like the infant method, you know. As years go on, I learn a little bit more.
And so have you been performing a lot now in Germany or in Europe? You've been touring a lot since moving out there? Or what made you go out to Berlin?
I mean, I went out originally because of my good friend Romy Zips, who was doing all the booking for Dial. At this time, she just had a baby recently, so she's not doing it currently. But she kind of convinced me to move out there when I first started working with Dial, and she was doing all of our booking, and so she really helped me out in the beginning. And so I was playing a little bit in Germany for the first couple of years, and now I've been playing around Europe and the U.S. and in Asia for the first time next month. So
next month,
yeah, Japan. Where,
oh, you're going to Japan?
I'm gonna play in Osaka and in Tokyo, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh wow,
my first time over there.
Do you know what the clubs are that you're playing at?
In Osaka it's Clapper, I think, and in Tokyo it's Warehouse. It used to be Yellow.
Oh, okay. Club 11.
Club 11. Why did I say Yellow?
Well, Yellow was what it was called before.
Okay.
And now it's called 11.
What's Warehouse then?
I don't know what Warehouse is, but that's probably the name of another club there, sure. There's a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We can search to make sure that...
I should probably know that though.
Well, that's okay. It's okay. So, and then you had this fantastic album out last year on Dial. One of my favorites from 2010 for sure.
Thanks a lot.
Glass 8. And... have you been working on new music since then, or has it just been touring?
I have to say that the process of doing the album was so draining for me, and it was almost, you know, it took almost 2 years in the end. So I really, I've been trying to just focus on doing some remixes for some friends. And
who have you been doing remixes for?
Super Pitcher.
Oh, that guy? Yeah. Why? That guy?
Yeah. My dear friend Super Pitcher. Motor City Drum Ensemble.
Ah, great.
Powell, Ellen Alien, and Agoria.
Wow.
So I have some...
Are those finished, or are you working on them?
Now they're all finished, so hopefully over the next few months they'll come out. But I'm done doing remixes for the rest of the year. So now I'm going to try to do a little bit of traveling, and then in a few months start working on maybe a new album or EP.
Great.
Hopefully.
Right. No, I'm really excited. And then, so for your live setup, this what you have here tonight is what you're usually...
Yeah, this is what I'm usually using, give or take a few pieces depending on the capacity or location of the show. So.
Okay. And your set also, when performing, is it about the same amount that you're doing tonight?
This one's going to be really similar to what I've been doing for this whole for the last few U.S. dates that I've done, and I think that tonight's probably the last time that I'm going to play probably about half of these tracks, because there's some unreleased ones in there, but I'm sick of hearing them, so I'm gonna stop playing them.
So for Japan, you're gonna set up a whole new thing?
I'm gonna try. Okay. I'm working slowly on it, freaking myself out.
Okay, John Roberts here on Beats in Space. Thank you again, really, for coming down
here.
It's really great.
Thank you for having
me.
I appreciate it.
John Roberts here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, here with a live performance. Thank you.
Thank you. With Thank you.
Been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM. Just finishing up with the live set from John Roberts. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No, that was great. And there was a lot of new things that I hadn't heard there. That was...
Yeah.
What was the kind of... those new things, are there going to be on the next album or what? No,
they were just for live. And I think, like I said before, I think this will maybe be the last time that you hear some of those.
That's the last time we're going to hear them?
Yeah.
What?
I'm tired of them. I feel like there's better things to come. Let's hope.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you if you think there's better stuff than on the way.
If there's not, then I'll come back to that.
For sure. So, then coming up, next up is this weekend you're going to be playing in Turkey, in Istanbul.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, are you where? Back to Berlin?
Back to Berlin and then Copenhagen the next weekend, and then Heidelberg.
Where's Heidelberg?
In Germany.
Okay. No, I knew that. I mean, I knew it was Germany.
I don't want to say where in Germany because I'm not totally sure. But I want to guess southern Germany.
Okay.
My geography is really
poor. But you're enjoying living in Berlin then?
Yeah. I really like it. It's good.
And you're like talking to the other artists there and kind of conferring and... Is that how it's working?
I talked to the other Dial artists.
Yeah? What other Dial artists are living in Berlin?
Everyone right now except for Lawrence. Lawrence is still in Hamburg because he has Smallville, his record shop there. But everyone else, Efteman, Karstenios, Paul, Panther du Prince, are all in Berlin.
Okay. Panther du Prince is Dial?
Well, maybe, I guess he's Rough Trade now, but...
Yeah. Okay. But before he was... Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, but any more plans for playing back in the U.S.?
I hope so. I mean, I've really been lucky the past, 6 months to kind of come once every 3 months or something like that. So, I mean, I don't think that that's going to keep happening, but in a perfect world, I would come back every 3 months because I really kind of need it to stay sane.
And here in New York, where have you been playing? At Bunker?
I played at Bunker a couple of years ago, and then this last time I played at the Rivington Hotel rooftop thing.
Okay. Okay. And I looked up for Japan that, or actually I didn't look up, people were tweeting.
Okay.
And
good.
You are playing at Warehouse 72.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was I wrong? 702.
What?
Was I wrong or did you steer me in the wrong
direction? Well, no, you said Warehouse and then you said, oh, X Yellow. So that was, I wasn't steering, because.
Okay. We're both
wrong, okay?
Let's agree.
I knew the X Yellow was 11, but then I didn't know the Warehouse.
I didn't know anything.
Someone here, no regular play, have already been at Warehouse, and they didn't actually speak up about it when we were on the mic. So it was kind of maybe the real fault is over here. But
we'll just blame them.
Let's just blame those guys. No, but thank you so much
for
coming down here.
I really appreciate it.
And thank you to No Regular Play. That's it for tonight. Thank you for everyone listening, and tune in next Tuesday. I believe we have DMX Crew next Tuesday on the radio show. Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.